Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Analysts are expecting the holiday shopping season to be a bit slower than usual, and that affects not only online retailers, but the companies that ship their products. For more, Holly Kwan spoke with Bloomberg reporter Esha Day.
Esha, let's start with what the analysts are predicting.
Hi, and thanks for having me. Sure. So, you know, we are getting a deluge of earnings reports from retailers, but we are also seeing a lot of analysts coming out with their consumer surveys. And what the consumer surveys of one of the biggest banks on Wall Street, Goldman Sachs and Citibank, said was that consumers are planning to spend less money this earnings season. And the reason I think we all kind of know by now, inflation is still pretty high, interest rates are surging, and consumers who are kind of squeezed between these two and are also seeing the signals of a looming recession are trying to become a little more thrifty, a little more prudent about their spending. One more thing that analysts are seeing from this survey is that people are planning to spend less, or people are showing a preference toward moving toward more in-store purchases and less or less than usual online purchases. And that is bad news, not just for retailers themselves, but also companies that ship those products.
First of all, I wanted to know whether or not people were spending less, or are they shopping at not so many higher-end stores?
Great question. So people are overall, so the broader picture is that people are overall expected to spend less, or at least that's what they're telling these surveyors. But they're also planning to do more in-store shopping. Luxury items or really higher priced items, that is actually expected to hold on or be more resilient than general trends, because the understanding is that high income shoppers are getting squeezed much less than the average people.
Why are people going back to in-store shopping? Because I wonder whether or not, do I buy more if I'm out shopping in a mall, or do I buy more when I'm sitting in front of a computer screen?
That's a great question. And what people are telling, these surveyors, these analysts, is that they are missing the experience of in-store shopping. You know, we are coming out of a pandemic for 2 years, more than 2 years. People were unable to experience that holiday shopping surge, the adrenaline rush that you get when you shop, go into a store, you know, check out merchandise, and then make your purchase. People are missing that experience. It's in many ways, it's sort of a very crucial part of the holiday shopping experience, and they want to get back in there.
Well, I don't know. I start thinking about driving around in circles looking for parking, or waiting in line trying to try on clothes. I'm not sure that's the experience they're referring to.
Well, no, that's true. But I guess for some shoppers, the excitement of seeing merchandise and trying them out, and it's not just clothes, right? You know, it's also gadgets. It's also gifts that you're not necessarily trying out. And you after 2 years, I think people have started missing it. And that's one of the biggest reasons they are telling people on why they plan to go and do in-store shopping. But again, you know, these are surveys. When push comes to shove, are they really going to go out and do that? Or would they at the last moment think that, oh, let me just, you know, do this online. The ease is going to win out. We will see.
Yeah, and let's be honest, how much of the shopping that you do in person is really for your family and for holiday presents, and how much is it actually for yourself?
Indeed, that's a great question, right? I mean, the holiday season is really gift-giving season. So, you know, if the point here is that do you really need to check that out, or do you really need to, you know, go into a fitting room or wait in that line? Probably not. I mean, how that will really shake out, it's hard to tell. This is a tricky, you know, shopping season, especially given the fact that, you know, again, we are coming out of the pandemic time. People definitely are looking for their opportunity to step out.
That's Bloomberg reporter Esha Day.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.